Dalton, you're up first.
Yeah, are we starting?
Like, yeah.
Yes.
It's a cold open.
Let
yeah.
Let me do this. Right. Go. Jesus.
Open on Dr. Beeman sitting behind his desk talking on the phone.
I'm sorry. You have the wrong number. No, there's no Mark here. My name, it's Mark. No, I spell it with a C. Who put you up to this? What do you mean you're my wife? Okay. If you're my wife, what's our cat's name? Mr. Stitches. Damn, you're good.
Hangs up. Nurse Jennifer enters.
Doctor, the Framinghams are here to see you.
Oh, good. Send them right in.
By the way, can I get Tuesday off for a modeling job?
Absolutely.
Jennifer exits as the Framinghams enter.
Hi. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Doctor.
Very good to see you. Please, have a seat.
The Framingham sit.
So, how is our baby?
Well, I don't want to keep you in suspense here, so we'll just get right into it. Hold on.
Answer's phone.
Hello? Beverly! How the hell? What? No! Old Chester? Apollomino? They're beautiful! Yes, they're gorgeous! Beautiful golden fur! Uh-huh. Yes. Why, I've got all the time in the world. Oh, actually, Beverly, I should go. One of my patients is being a real knob job.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that was him. You know how it is, Beverly. All right. What's that? No, no, he doesn't look like that. Close, though. He's looking at me. Oh, sorry.
No, you're good. Just keep going.
He's looking at me right now. His big, sweaty gat face, sucking in air like a dying fish. You should see him. Between you and me, I'd like to stomp on his head till my foot's covered in brains.
We can hear you.
At least his wife's got a big enough ass for a nice roll in the hay. All right, Beverly. Goodbye, old friend.
Hangs up.
Sorry, I was just subscribing to some magazines.
No, you weren't.
Now, where were we? Oh, right. Your father may never again have what we call a human face.
What? We're here about our baby.
Who are you people?
The Framinghams. We gave birth to a baby a week ago, and you were supposed to give us test results.
Are you Brian and Cheryl Framingham?
No.
Blowfish and Funk Framingham?
No, for God's sake!
Jennifer! Get the F in here!
Nurse Jennifer enters?
Yes, Doctor?
Who are these people?
They're Tom and Kathy Framingham from Mount Oak. They have a baby, Shane.
My God, Tom and Kathy, I feel like an idiot. Of course, your son Shane, he's fantastic! Now, quick phone call to Beverly to get the details on this new Palomino, then I'll give you the test results.
Now! We haven't seen our baby in a week. We want to know!
You shut that mouth, Tom!
I will not!
You will if you're in my office!
I will not shut up!
please.
And tell that Asian wife of yours to shut up, too!
You are really being awful.
Believe me, I know! But you're all gonna need to shut up! Are we clear on that? Good. Now, I'm going to tell you this quickly, and it's probably going to sting a little bit. Your son's a witch.
What?
Oh my God, no.
This is ridiculous. Listen, there's no way to determine.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Jennifer, please send in Dr. Poop. And yes, laugh all you want at his last name, but he is the man who could very well save your son's life.
Dr. Poop enters Dr. Beeman's office.
Tom, Kathy, I'm Dr. Stephen Poop. I'm sorry, but there's absolutely nothing I can do for your son. But I can do the robot.
Does the robot dance?
That'll be $5,000. Good day to you both.
Exit the office.
What the hell is that?
Look, I couldn't think of anything good. Truth is, we misplaced your baby.
You, Von Druk!
Is that an actual curse word?
I think so. Listen, when did you misplace our baby?
It was right after we delivered him. I I went out to grab a bite to eat, and I forgot I had him with me. Then I met some friends for a beer, and we went to a Bodine's concert, and son of a Vondruk if I didn't leave him at the concert hall. Thank God they had him the next day at Lost and Found. Then I just flat out lost him.
Doc, I've got to tell you, you have angered me with your irresponsibility, and yet, at the same time, you're a straight shooter, and I can't fault you for that. We'll let it slide, but just this once.
Hey.
Now, let's go start making another one.
You're totally grossing me out. Oh, you're being creepy.
Tom chases Kathy out of the office.
Thank God. Ooh.
Starts to write his papers and stops.
Yikes.
Writes some more, stops again.
That was rough.
Props his feet on his desk, fade out.
Yay, we did it.
Yeah. Now you're telling me that Cody wrote that?
Yes.
Hey, depending on what year this was, I might be an actual credible head writer. I'd appreciate that.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Saturday, and you know what that means.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's not.
It's Friday, and that means it's...
Horse time!
Horse time!
Horse time.
Here on.
We can't sync up with Cass, who's 5 seconds behind all of us.
That's true. Here on the Podzilla 1985 Network, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. And holy jeebus, son of a Vondruk, do we have an all-star cast for you tonight. With me tonight, let's go down the list here. First off, Double H is here with us.
That'll be $5,000. Good night to you all.
The King of Horsemouth with us again tonight, the Kaz Man. Nope, he is here. Not. Okay, nope. There he is.
Another camera.
Camera one.
Camera two.
I got cameras all over the fucking place.
The man himself, Tanner Calvert, here with us tonight.
I am.
But it doesn't
Tanner also needs Tuesday off for a modeling job.
That's true. Absolutely. Also with us tonight, I told you, it's a lineup tonight. We got Mr. Cody Sandusky here with us once again.
I'll let this slide, but just this once.
The five-star man, Asa Gray, is here with us tonight for the first time.
Another reference.
I, too, have seen Saturday Night Live.
And the big Vondruk, he's hilarious.
And the big D, Dalton Anthony.
Tanner is actually going to model a bucket.
Jesus, there it is.
Oh, Lindsay, you did miss the open, and it was son of a Vondruk. Oh. It was one of the better ones I think we've ever done.
Just well, join us. Let's make it an even number. Now.
She can't. She's at work, unfortunately.
Well, you coward, son of a Vondruk.
And she
shut up, Cody. I'm not done yet.
There it is.
Whoa.
Why are people being ranked in the Discord call? Like, why is
people are moving around? Based on your, it's alphabetically by your screen name.
Yeah.
Oh, is that true?
That's why when I first learned this the other night, and Shannon had his name as Apple, I did this immediately.
Son of a bitch.
You... Atari Activision Acclaim. Why not?
Bastard. Hold on.
I'll get the phone book.
Hold on. I can beat you, I think.
No, yeah, because I just changed it back.
You can't beat one. There's literally nothing that goes above one, I don't think. Is there?
I'll defy that. There it is.
Zero.
Ah,
zero.
Damn it.
I don't want to change my name, but wouldn't a space be first?
Theoretically, yeah.
We'll have to find out as they're racing to change their name to a space.
I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I don't know how to change my name on here.
I don't think it lets you do that.
No, it just reverts back to your basic. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, your basic name. That makes sense.
I just love how the pictures just keep swapping around. Exactly. So for people that are watching, yeah, they're just going around and around and around.
Yes, I'm messed up now. A-Ron.
At symbol wins all.
Hold on.
I can't beat that symbol.
Try an exclamation point. It's higher up on the numbers.
Damn it. I tried Bring to get... Oh.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, what a mess.
I win.
We're not even
Son
doing
of a Vondruk.
My favorite
visual bit from the audio podcast.
Actual curse
Damn it. This is right, a visual right. medium, Damn. And yet no one can see
come on.
It.
I win. You can't beat me now.
This is, Damn it! How did y'all beat my at symbols?
Tanner and I.
Exclamation! But I wonder how they rank based on the when we all have the same name.
Anniversary shows and total train wrecks. Godzilla. Name a better duo.
Hand in hand.
That's just it's a circle. That's not even a Venn diagram. That's yeah. Just, there it is. There it is.
Well, all I was gonna try Maria's suggestion to go -1, but since I'm already in top, there would be no point to that. All right, I'm gonna switch it back.
Well, you were.
Where am I now?
-1 does go up to the top.
Well, okay.
What is happening?
Rip proud of yourself, aren't you?
I'm right in the middle again, so I'm good. It's because I'm just trying to track myself, and it's not working.
So,
boy, this is a traditional Friday show.
But this isn't any kind of landmark show for us. I mean, it's an anniversary of our 100th episode, 200th episode.
200.
But that doesn't necessarily make this any kind of anniversary show. You know what I mean?
Didn't we just have the 1,000th like a couple weeks ago?
No, we had 1,000th months ago.
Oh, yeah, that's been a long time.
We just celebrated our 6-year anniversary on. No, we haven't hit 6 years yet. No, 6 years.
Yeah, WrestleMania April. Is coming up.
Dalton, I think the 1,000th just came up on iTunes. Like, because iTunes ranks it differently. If you're getting it on iTunes, then the 1,000th was not too long ago. But
okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tastes like.
I mean, it doesn't make sense, but I get you.
If you guys,
yeah, why did y'all get quiet after that?
Well, I was just thinking, if you guys in the chat were to rank, us by how visually pleasing our backdrops are.
Oh, come on!
Where would you rank Dalton?
Somebody turn his mic off.
I'm just saying.
How do I delete other people's accounts?
I'm not.
If you were to rate me, what number would you use? Would you give me 5 stars, or would you be a liar?
See, now he's trying to placate me by putting that hat on.
Right, yeah, he's trying to...
Reminding me of something that is no longer a thing. You know what? Honestly, I'm glad, though, it ended the way that it did, because it ended properly with me. Anything past that was a farce.
Didn't happen.
Yeah, it's a lot more glamorous than the way my show ended on the network, which was just stop showing up after a ransomware attack and a pandemic.
I can't wait to see how it ends for me on this network when I start my new podcast, The Irish Goodbye.
You keep saying that.
Coming on, oh,
just change your name to that and get it out of your system.
Now my hair's all messed up.
I just want to point out everybody's cool backgrounds. Hunter's got the Ghostbusters light up back there, plus all his pops, and Cody's got a neat looking baseball poster back there. I'm kind of digging.
Yeah. Thanks.
God damn, Mr. Fantastic, you stretch hard enough for that one.
Yeah, my room's plain as all the things are on the walls.
Now, wait a minute.
Dalton's setup clearly
Tanner doesn't
from 1977.
This. Yeah, Tanner doesn't understand what this is because it's in the house. This is
like
an old
1971.
It was a trailer joke.
Well, you killed Kill Hunter.
Hey,
I lived in one of those for a while.
You can see behind him right now. Like, okay. You can, I don't care. You understand that.
It was the insult I needed.
Plus,
concrete wall.
Plus,
this was he went for it, man. He committed to it. That was the most important thing.
We should probably back out of that bit.
Has Tanner ever actually lived in a trailer? I feel like you're taking shots at me because I'm trailer trash.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I lived in a trailer too. What's happening?
I also live in a trailer.
I literally have a t-shirt that has a trailer on it. It says Home Sweet Home that Lindsay's dad gave me.
Dalton, do we need to remind you that
that's
you were,
a true story.
Like out of all of us in this call, you are the one inside of a trailer most recently, and I would put money on it.
No, that's a guarantee.
That's not true.
If you were to rank us by who was most recently in a trailer,
it's the only way Dalton's number one.
That was a good one.
And maybe number of teeth from lowest to highest.
You know what? I really wish
I
could pick.
No, I have all my teeth. No, Cody,
I'm missing one.
I have all of my teeth.
Can you hit me with that hashtag, all of my teeth?
They're just fucking shooting out the wrong way. That's two different things.
No! Got them Perryville teeth. Except everyone else from Perryville are fine.
That's not true.
The proper term from that, according to Dan Cook, was fucking. Like, they just go.
The sinks. The sinks.
Is that what
the
you way, wanted? Is this the way how you wanted it?
Hashtag Perryville teeth. Oh, man, it's glorious.
That's pretty good.
It's glorious. We're back.
The way
that
I always said was, it looked like Stevie Wonder trying to make a picket fence. Like, that's how my bottom row is. My top row is pretty fine. It's the bottom row that's crisscross zigzagging all over the place.
I feel like that might have been offensive.
Was it?
Where? At what point? I mean, at what point was it not offensive?
You got to come at me more specific than
that. I need to know how offensive it is.
To Dalton, it looped all the way back around to not being offensive.
Yeah, like there's like, nothing.
But the problem is, once it hits 100, once it hits 1,000,000, it doesn't just revert back to 0.
No, it definitely doesn't. I hit no dominant.
Put a little gold star and start you back at 0.
That's right.
Oh,
look, man. I need to say this real quick. If I wish I could give top fan badges because Michaela deserves one.
She really does.
I don't know.
What is the algorithm for top fans?
I don't know, but she should have it.
I think it's strictly likes and then comments on posts. I don't think it takes into account live videos.
For whatever reason. That could be, yeah.
Well, Michaela, you know what you got to do.
You start spamming. Start spamming everything.
Once it's been posted, then start commenting. But when it's live, I don't think it counts for that.
Yeah. Michaela, did you watch the whole playthrough for the second part I did?
What now?
So I did a live stream of Blair Witch the other day on here, which I'm gonna try to get Asa to do sometime.
You won't. Ken, are you playing the video game or are you playing that board game that you?
The video game. Okay, I'm saving
that
the board
was a
game
trick question. I hadn't gotten a chance to watch it yet.
Yeah, I'm saving the board game for at least you and Shannon.
Sounds good.
I think I have suggested this to Asa, and I stand by my suggestion that so Asa over at the Five Star Man on Twitch, which is my favorite Twitch channel, by the way. He does Mario Mondays. Suggested he starts Phasmophobia Fridays. And I think everyone's
on
board.
That stream was very successful. Like, so
it was everyone
fun.
Loved it. Yeah.
But no, I don't.
Tanner, real quick, are you like playing solitaire while we're doing this? Are you bored? Do we need to entertain you more?
I'm fixing my pinochle deck.
You're playing actual solitaire.
I'm fixing my pinochle deck, man. Give me a break.
Oh, so he's playing pinnacle with himself.
Pinnacle. You have to take off your petticoat to come into the house to kick the horse shit off of it? What is this?
Dalton, you and I have a date with
the
pinnacle soon.
I'm very old-fashioned. I play pinnacle.
Do we?
We will, probably.
Okay, gotcha. I was like, no, I got Cyclops next.
I was waiting for Hunter to give me shit for being on my phone because I've got a buddy buying a Switch and he's asking me questions about what games to get.
Dalton, if you go at him, you better go
if
hard as
fuck. Nintendo on the box, buy that one.
That's
pretty much it.
Be masculine as hell, Dalton. Because if you go feminine, he's going to run all over you. He doesn't like feminine men, I hear.
That's fine.
You know exactly
what I missed during a Switch conversation.
We're talking about
Tanner.
The Chaos Infinite. And,
Chaos and Charleston think. 50. I think is what we're on now. And I'm facing the Infinite.
I needed this.
Yeah. I'm not cutting a promo. I'm not good.
Yes, you did.
I am going to cut a promo, and I'm going to cut a promo from here. Like, I'm going to cut a promo on my webcam, and I'm going to have, like, the sign in the background say something like, I don't know, I'm glad Trump lost, just to really get under Jeff O'Dell's skin. And,
when the Midnight Coterie blows up, is the Irish goodbye the name of the next ship?
There's no Ireland in Star Wars.
Well, yeah, obviously it's Space Ireland.
Duh.
Space Ireland.
that's where all the space potatoes come from.
I'm pretty sure in the contract for Star Wars, George Lucas said you can have any manner of alien species or race, but no mix. I'm pretty sure is what he said.
Well, no, they all have to have an English accent.
Well, only if they're evil, though.
As an Irishman, I can say the word Mick. It's okay. I think Tanner, I didn't watch that podcast. Can I still claim Irish?
I figured out you weren't saying the word Mix. M-I-X.
No.
You
fucking mook.
Jesus.
What the fuck?
You clod.
And what I said was offensive. Cody.
Kaz left.
Who left Kaz? Oh.
Kaz is so offended he left.
Don't worry. He's just switching cameras again.
No, he turned off his camera feed.
There he is.
Camera 3. Man's got to refresh sometimes.
Yeah.
Man.
Or else he ends up being 30 minutes behind us.
That was also quite offensive.
good
you want to clarify.
To be fair.
I didn't know that was offensive. It's not really offensive either. It's It's like calling somebody a bitch.
You make the determination now that you're Irish? Is that how that works?
I'm about to say. Yeah. You're not the person to whom it speaks. I don't think all right, all right.
So
he got that 23andMe back, and he's just like, no, okay. I'm the authority.
No,
okay.
No, he listened to a podcast. He listened to a lore podcast.
All right, all right, everybody. Everybody, in O'Tanner's defense, on Google, it says Mook is a stupid or incompetent person. So, okay, so we're okay.
I thought he was talking about Mick.
No, I said Mick.
That's what Shannon said.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, so when I first joined the fire department, one of our...
I was going to say really quick. According to Google, Mick is about Mickey, who is intelligent but lacking ambition. And, oh, wait. This is for the Mick. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but say that short-lived show on FX.
Every time the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia guys get a new show, it's always short-lived. Asa, is Glenn Howerton still doing that that one show he was doing?
AP Bio?
Yeah.
They are coming. They were canceled, I thought, but they came back for season 4.
It's on Peacock, yeah. They moved it
back. Yeah, okay. I was going to say, they're doing Peacock. Something on Peacock.
Oh, sweet. That means I get to watch it next month.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because I can stop giving WWE money and start giving NBC Universal money instead.
Yes.
Oh, so
you watch The Office in the meantime, Shannon. Real quick, before we keep going, can you do me a favor and read the minutes from the last show? We completely forgot.
Yeah, yeah, I got you. Hold on.
Okay,
let me pull them up real quick. Okay. 801.
Mm-hmm.
802.
Oh.
803.
There it is. Get out of here.
That's so, not correct.
It's let's give a quick shout out to Jefferson 602. Darcy.
So, yeah.
We wanted to want a Jefferson Darcy.
All right, get out of here.
No, I got you. I got you.
I'm gone.
I have a quick story. I have a story. So, Michaela puts, LOL, my mom says CCW is where Michaela will talk to all of her friends and will be too shy to talk to Shannon, which is 100% true. That is true. And you don't have to be shy around me or Dalton or Ace or any of us at CCW. We're all, I mean, God, you're listening to us right now. This is us. I mean.
But it's not in person. That's worth noting.
That's
because
true.
Yeah, in person is always a little different.
Online Asa is very outgoing and will talk to anybody. In person Asa is nervous, isn't convinced you hate me.
Dude.
So I'm just going to not talk. I'm just going to talk to the three people that I know for sure don't. And that's going to make me seem like an a-hole.
Because
Dalton, you even said, like, Sadie thought I was a total asshole.
Too hot.
Or because, like, that's just, I didn't talk to people because why would people want to talk to me? So I'm just going to remove myself.
Hunter, in the group chat, where's the shout out to Christina Applegate?
There it is. Yep.
Let's give a shout out to Christina Applegate real quick. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I appreciate you changed pictures, Kaz, because at first, that first clip looked like Ted McGinley. Not quite. It looked more like a young Eric Bischoff mixed with Randy Orton. But this
I thought it was Eric Bischoff.
It's the hair. I think it's the hair.
Yeah, it absolutely was.
So when I was at the store today, this kid that comes in, good guy, I've known him for a while. He's not always good in certain political views, but that's not the point right now. He sent me a picture last night. He messaged me on Messenger, and he sent me a picture of the Godzilla Showa collection Blu-ray disc set, which is like $200. I actually got that for Christmas 2 years ago, so I messaged him back about it. When he comes in today, he told me he was at his friend's house. His friend is apparently a doctor, and he's like the super rich, intelligent guy. And he said that when he was over there, he saw this guy's Godzilla collection. He said, oh, I'm going to send a picture of that to my friend Shannon. And he made sure to build up how intelligent and rich this guy was. I don't know why. So the guy says, Shannon Young. And this guy's like, yeah, you know him. And he says, are you talking about the manager? And he said, I was going to cut him off and say, yes, the manager of Gaming Grounds. But instead, the guy says, the manager of CCW? And then the guy just goes crazy. He's like, you know Shannon? I gotta tell my wife. He runs in there and he's like, he knows Shannon Young. And they're both like cheering and shit. And I'm like, well, that feels good. What's their names? And he told me their names. I have no idea who they are. So that's a good feel-good moment for me.
Steven Cooper. I mean, the most awkward thing for me is sitting at merch tables, which is why I'm really happy that Sadie runs my merch table more often than not. Because the amount of time somebody comes up and buys a shirt and my reaction of, you sure? Is super bad every time. Like, I shouldn't be like that, but it's every time be like, I want your shirts. I'm like, are you positive that you want one of these?
Do you
tell them, I'm on some of them.
Do you tell them sometimes they're like, you know, this is my shirt though, right? Like, I'm not selling other wrestler shirts. This is actually my merchandise.
And they're like, oh geez, all right, thanks. Anyway,
yeah.
Sorry.
It was There was one show that me and Asa went to years ago. This was Glory Pro, where I asked their heavyweight champion if the besties were going to be there so I could buy their shirt. I didn't know he was the heavyweight champion at the time. Yeah. And we didn't know. We didn't find out he was in the main event. I was like, I wonder when that guy's going to show up. Yeah, he was the champ there.
Didn't I tell you to buy a shirt just on principle? Like, dude, just go. You need to go and make up for yourself.
He walked away, and like in his head, he was hearing that song from the old Incredible Hulk show when Banner's like
he's walking on the road.
It's worth noting, though, that we have bought more tickets to indie shows to see the besties than just about any other act.
Yeah, unless it's a show that we were already going to go to because we're friends with the people there.
Right, but, yeah, like it was just like, oh, the besties are wrestling like 2 hours away? Like, yeah, let's go.
But it was only funny, and now my headcanon is I'm going to meet that guy one day and he's going to remember that. But it's going to be as worker versus worker, and he's going to just beat the shit out of me. And I'm totally going
to check the cash there, buddy.
Yeah, just like, I'm not going to argue about it. I'm going to be like, yeah, no, you deserve to kick me square in the fucking mouth.
he's going to take the hit and go, yes, daddy.
He's like, yes, I deserve that one.
When I first started going to CCW, I didn't know that Sarge's name was Sarge O'Reilly. I kept calling him Saul O'Reilly because I couldn't hear. I wasn't paying attention. And
it's because you were listening to
sexy Saul O'Reilly.
I wasn't paying attention.
If any man is going to have a biblical gimmick, it would definitely be Sarge.
And I went up to him the first time at the, I never told this story before. I went up to him at the intermission of the first show we went to where, Hunter, you were the guest GM for the first time. And it was me and Ali and Tanner. Tanner, you remember that? And I go up to,
because you weren't going to go.
I wasn't going to go. So I go up to Sarge at intermission and I'm like, oh, Saul, you did a great, oh, you're so amazing. And he looked at me so confused. And afterwards, Ali told me, she's like, you know his name's Sarge, right? And I was like, it's Krabappel? I've been calling him Crandall. I feel like an idiot.
So that explains why he always introduced himself to me the first year. Of just like, every hey, it's great to see you again. Hey, I'm Sarge. Nice
Sarge,
to meet
good to see you.
He thought I was you for getting.
That's
he had to remind me that it wasn't Saul.
He comes up. I'm Sarge. Sarge.
All right, guys. I have the best Sarge story.
Oh no!
I got the best one. I just can't say it on the air. Yeah.
James wins. And I don't care.
I might have it.
All right, go ahead.
It's whenever we brought in Swoggle. And we were training. I think I was maybe 6-7 months into like wrestling full time at that point, or as full time as I ever got. And so we were in there training, and Swoggle just worked EIW the night before, so Sarge brought him up.
He sure did.
And Sarge just got his new dentures. He was super proud of them. But he, like, somebody was in the ring and he did something wrong. And Sarge is one of those people, he's very hands-on when it comes to training. So he jumped in, even though he was not training. And he was about to, like, do a move, like an arm drag or something. And he was like, Dalton, because we know each other fair and well enough. And he was like, Dalton. And I was like, well, he's like, stick out your hand, not thinking. So I stick out my hand. And he just puts his teeth right there.
Oh!
And Swoggle is like... 20 feet from me. I was actually about to go introduce myself. So I hold this man's teeth just like this. Like I didn't move from this pose. I hand him back to him and I go up to shake his hand and I'm like, I'm going to go wash this really quick and then I'm going to meet you. How about that?
I was gonna say, please tell me you did not try to shake his hand. Oh.
I thought about it and it's like, it's that.
It's
and
his
every
teeth.
It's every time I meet Gregory Iron or every time I see Gregory Iron, I stick out the wrong hand because I just forget. And I feel like a dickhead every time.
I mean, like, you're the millionth person to do it that day.
No,
like,
Hunter.
I'm sure that's something that just rolls off his back at this point.
Oh, I know, but I need you to understand that I feel like it. Also, we're not starting that daddy thing in the chat, Maria. Just you can cut that out.
Daddy.
I need to get a recording of her saying it. No one says it like Maria.
No.
Father, no.
Granny Bones.
Mother.
My favorite story about...
No mother, the lights in the north.
There it is, the lights in the north.
I'm sorry, I'm typing something here in the chat real quick that I can't say on the air, but and you'll see why.
Don't worry, it's the same reason the other story can't be told.
Dalton knows this. Dalton and Asa know this story. So.
Oh, yeah, that's commonplace. Me and Asa heard that 1,000 times.
Oh, I'm sure. My favorite EIW story is when... is when what is his fucking name?
Sarge?
No, the Perfect Ten.
Saul?
What is it? Sean Spears.
Idillinger?
Sean Spears. When he came to CCW and no, I'm gonna tell the story. I don't give a fuck. He came to CCW
about baseball.
And he was going to go to EIW to wrestle there. And once he saw what EIW looked like, he sent a message to him. I was like, never mind. I'm not working there.
I didn't think he ever agreed to go. Like, I thought it was.
He was like, offered. He was offered.
Yeah, and everyone put in the offer of just like, hey, part of the loop. If you want, you can come here too. And we get climbed on that one.
They responded, you sure? And he sent back, new phone, who it is?
No, new gimmick, who it is?
Also, I just realized that I said my Marco. My apologies. Me and my
Marco.
Shout out to Marco. He just got an Oculus Quest, and I know that because he sent me a friend request on the Oculus Quest. So, congratulations.
Yeah. Okay.
He needs to get on the phone with Jazzwares dude and be like, "Where is my motherfucking action figure?" That's because right. I want to point out that Wave 5 of the AEW figures that I pre-ordered has 2/3 of Jurassic Express. But not Marco. I want my goddamn Marco action figure.
But don't they have another Cody?
Not in this way. There's a special edition Cody that I also ordered because I am very much the problem of, man, why are we getting so many Codys? And also, hey, here's a new Cody. Okay, I'll order it.
You think they just pack Marco in with Luchasaurus, right? He's like an accessory. Like, you just put him in the same package.
That's how they slipped in Rey Mysterio in the WCW Toy Biz because Kevin Nash came with a masked wrestler. Give me a second. I will get that in the chat.
Yeah, of the misprintings, it just says lawn dart.
Give me a second. I'll get that in there in a second.
Man, you deserve so much better than that.
If you buy the entire WCW bundle, does it come with the trailer he impaled him into?
Hey, it's Luchasaurus.
It wasn't. All right, my
That's
bad.
Actually the box. That's the display case. You pick him up.
It was not. It wasn't Kevin Nash. But
Kaz, that is not Marco Stunt.
That is Shannon, you'll also appreciate
confirms no way not.
Because Wave 5 has 6 figures: Adam Page, John Moxley, Jungle Boy, Luchasaurus, and then 2/3 of SCU. Also, not Christopher Daniels. So we're getting Kazarian and Scorpio, and like I love both of them. But it's and same thing with Jurassic Express. I'm a big fan of all 3 of those guys on each team. But like the 2 that I want the most in action figure form aren't coming in this wave. And I'm just like, I will give money in exchange for this.
Oh, yes. So it was his, it says Rey Mysterio on the packaging. My headcanon was it was always mass wrestler.
No, it was just because you were racist. So all luchadors are the same. So you just put. No,
do you remember the trailer discussion? Go back to the trailer. Go back to the
No, they hauled that away.
Asa, the only luchador Dalton respects is El Generico, just like the only black person he respects is Ted Danson.
No, let's not start that.
That's a married with children joke. Calm down, everybody.
Okay.
Very funny.
The no is still deserved.
It's very funny.
I thought he was
Cody. What was that clip that you really liked from that show?
Tell
us about it.
Nowhere to be found.
You mean the thing that Maria yelled out my front door because she didn't know what it meant?
Oh no!
I have to tell you, I don't know why we can't find that clip because I legitimately remember the reason that happened is because the 3 of us, me, Shannon, and Cody, were watching that at the show or at the store. We were watching that clip at the store.
You're from work. We had passed out of work to go over there and hang out.
And we were just finding random clips, and then that happened, and Cody just had an aneurysm on the floor there. I don't think he actually made it out.
He's still on the floor.
This Cody is.
That lends credence to my theory that I am dead and in the afterlife, and Cody is also dead, because clearly I died in my hell as Mario World 8. There's no escape.
That tracks.
So, really quick, a random question from the chat. What's the most traumatizing thing that has ever happened to you? That is a random question. But
I don't want to answer that.
We're having fun. I'll take the answer because it happened to me recently. It was watching them put my cat down. That is the most traumatizing thing that has ever happened to me because I held her as they did it. And I don't want to get into too many details because it literally will make me cry just thinking about it. But that was the most traumatizing that has ever happened to me by far.
Mine also happened fairly recently when I hit that deer. It wasn't dead all the way. And I found it because I went outside to like grab, like I went to make sure that my car wasn't completely fucked.
You finished the job, right?
No, I didn't. Fortunately, there was a very polite gentleman behind me.
Okay.
That was like, hey, are you going to take that deer? Guys, I drive a 2019 Toyota Corolla. There's no fucking way I'm fitting this buck in my goddamn car.
You're rich.
No, we didn't say take it home.
Finish the job. Yeah, there's a
finish the job.
No, but that's what the guy asked me, Tanner. The guy dead ass asked me that. He said, are you going to take that home with you? And I said, no. And he was like, all right, cool, my buddy.
To be fair. All right, cool.
Where I'm from, that motherfucker would have been tied to a roof.
Yes, and that's what happened there because I was in Illinois, so it was in your neck of the woods. So I'm assuming, but I didn't like. So I saw the little
guy. Time out. How close were you to where I'm from?
About an hour.
You son.
The dude behind me got him. He got dibs.
Tanner's jealous because he would have had
dibs.
He would have had him some good old vittles that night, but you fucking.
So the poor deer was still alive, but he was like going in circles because I'm assuming I paralyzed him. And yes, I did it for the rock is all I can say.
Fuck off! Fuck off! That fucking joke.
That dude wanted to take it home, but he needed to keep it warm for reasons. Don't worry about it.
Let me ruin his story. I found my grandpa dead when I was 11, so that was fun.
Can we not? Like,
no, I don't... guys. I have. No, I'm with Asa. I have a legitimate story. I don't want to talk about it.
Hey, yeah. I got an idea. Yeah. What's the most What's the most traumatizing thing that's ever happened to you in a video game? What's the moment
that's
a video
much
game?
Better.
Can you name a time a video game broke you? Because I can. Yeah. It was when I was playing King of Fighters. King of Fighters on PSP. It's the only time I've ever gotten so mad at a video game before, and I kept fighting the last boss over and over again. I've told this story before. I got so angry that I told Lindsay to leave the room because I knew I was going to get, you know, belligerent, and as I lost and lost and lost, I grabbed my PSP, and in anger, I bit it. I bit the fucking screen of my PSP, and when I looked at it, there were teeth marks in it, and I thought, that was the dumbest fucking thing I've ever done in my life to that point.
All right.
Yeah.
Video game. It was the first year they did the Call of Duty, like, Fortnite mode where it was it called Blackout or whatever?
Warzone.
Warzone. No, Blackout. Blackout was the original.
Blackout. It was Blackout the first time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And like the first couple times I didn't get any kills. And then there was one game where I was doing great. And then the Dalton fuck with me pheromone happens online too. So I kill this one guy and then I just get an instant message of you are cunt. And like I was so just like I was like, how can you be rude to such a random fucking person? I also don't play games online a whole lot.
I say it's the internet, dude.
I'm about to say yeah, that's exactly what happens.
But I saved it, and I think it's still on my Xbox profile. But yeah, it was the letter U, the letter R, with the spaces in between, and then cunt. And I was like, that was fucking uncalled for.
What was this?
Yeah, well, I talk with my hands a lot. I'm sorry.
Sure, boy.
Yeah, but generally when you do that, you try to make sense of what you're doing with your hand as it relates to the letter.
No,
that just reminds me, there was a... in the Call of Duty before this one, I can't... What was that one?
Modern Warfare.
Yeah. So there's literally one map. I'm sitting up in this barn and I'm sniping. I'm ham. I literally have
hams.
I literally have like 30 kills and 2 deaths. Game ends and I get a random message from somebody from the other team cussing me up one side and down the other. He's just so pissed, calling me garbage. I suck. I should just trade the game in, go kill myself, all kinds of stuff.
I had that happen the other day, except when they messaged me, it was just like, hey, do you want to join my clan? It's the only time that's ever happened to me, ever. And it's the last time that'll ever happen to me.
It a point now.
We lost Kaz again.
I just try to figure out how to help their lives out. Like, I'll give them advice, like, on their life. Like, they'll be like, you're fucking horrible at this game. And I'm going to be like, you really need to work on your anger issues, brother. And I make sure to say brother, because that's just how I talk now. But, like,
God damn it.
It's the most passive aggressive, just like, how are you doing, buddy? Like, do you need to go see a shrink?
The lingo really completes the rest of the
cosplay. I need that Charlie picture.
You were there for my most traumatizing video game moment, because it was Helen just walking across my screen randomly. I didn't enjoy that.
So yeah, that was the one time.
I would like to change my answer.
The one time we played Phasmophobia with Asa, and we're sitting in a room. I think I'm in Nerve Center, and Jesse and Tanner and Asa are in the house. And Ace, at this point, I think he's on edge, but he's not really scared because nothing's really happened.
Nothing had really happened yet. There's been some small moments, but I'm bracing myself because I know it's going to happen. And what happened was, and I'll let you finish, but the important part is I didn't see it materialize because I was looking at my Twitch chat.
Yes.
Like, I took a quick second, I glanced over, and then I looked back, and then...
I'll never forget because Tanner had made a joke about Helen... And
I was flirting with her.
Yeah, and the Jesse called him out on it. And then Asa said something about like Dirty 30. And then he looked up and she just appeared and walked in front of him. And I remember Asa just going back and going, yeah, and Asa just like, nope, turn the game off, I'm done. And Dalton, I think I know what story you're going to tell. Go ahead.
Because
if it's so not, I'm going to tell it.
My story actually didn't involve me playing the video game at all. There was one night where I was working at Hastings, rest in peace, where Asa decided me to... send me a picture every time you beat a different boss on Mega Man X.
I remember that.
You're missing key context.
Yeah, let me tell the story.
The day before, at Gaming Grounds, you had bought or were playing the Mega Man Legacy Collection.
Yeah.
And you were doing terrible. You were playing Mega Man 2, and you were just dying constantly. You were getting so mad and so frustrated to the point that you rage quit. You gave up on it. So then the next day, you were at work, I was hanging out at Gaming Grounds, and I decided to play it. And also, I want you to know this, because I don't know if I ever actually told you this, because yes, as I was playing Mega Man 2, every time I beat a boss, I sent Dalton a Snapchat of the screen, of like, oh, look what I did. Oh man, I didn't even die on that level. Stuff like that. Until I beat the game, which, for the record, was the first time I ever beat Mega Man 2. I did it out of spite.
Yeah.
Beautiful thing.
I disagree, though.
Because I can't imagine that being... It's not necessarily scariest game moment, because I would say that's probably more traumatizing. Although this is a fantastic one.
Yeah, I think the one that Dalton was most traumatized by was when we got to him to play PT live on the only video we ever did on YouTube for Podzilla at the time. And Dalton, if you've never played PT, it's like the scariest game I've ever played by far. Up until Phasmophobia came out, it's kind of scary. But Dalton, nothing's happened yet. Dalton's just walking around. He keeps going through the hallway over and over again. And I still remember the moment he broke. The thing said, don't trust the water.
Don't trust the water, yeah.
And Dalton literally says, don't trust the water. I can't trust this goddamn game. And as he does, the ghost appears in his face and kills him. And Dalton just goes, nope. He turns the turns the PlayStation off while we're filming. And we're like, Dalton, no.
I didn't turn the PlayStation off. I turned the game off.
PlayStation Hub.
I thought you got up and actually hit the like rest button.
I think you did after. You did after.
I might have after.
Yeah. Because at first you just went into the quit menu, and we were all trying to get you to come back, and you're just like, nope. And then the screen just goes dead because you got so scared. So it's not as bad as Lindsay. Lindsay only made it around that hallway one time as she went back, and literally nothing's happened. Nothing remotely scary's happened. She starts going down the hallway again, stops, hears the radio in the distance, and I look over, she's got tears in her eyes, and she's like, no, I can't do this. And I'm like, you haven't even seen anything yet. Jesus Christ.
So I'm gonna tell myself, I bought Bendy and the Ink Machine like 2 years ago, and I played 30 seconds of it, and it had the same kind of walking mechanic of PT, where you don't walk in a straight, like you walk in a straight line, but you don't walk like a fucking normal person. You like bob and weave when you talk or when you walk. And
you mean like an actual person?
No, I don't fucking go side to side like a goddamn cruise ship. But like I did that for like 30 seconds, and I was like, you know what? That's just going to be on my Steam account from now on. Sadie can play that. She has that laptop now. But yeah, no, I bought it and I was like, nope, not going to like this. Not going to like this.
Maria, you
didn't beat Control either.
you have a legitimate fear of animatronics, and I forgot that. So I tried to get her to play Five Nights at Freddy's in VR, and I was because she likes scary stuff. We watched Nuke's Top 5 together, and I was like, okay, I'm going to download this. She doesn't know I'm going to download it. So I downloaded it. I put the VR helmet on her. I was like, just hold on. I'm going to boot you into it. And she starts in like a room with the animatronics. She has a legitimate phobia of them. And she's almost crying at that point.
You are the worst.
I forgot. I felt bad about it. Eventually. Kaz, what about you? You've been awful quiet up there. What traumatized you in a video game? Nothing. Okay. Good.
I think you're muted.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah. I think he's
because I can't.
I just don't think he has anything to say. He's just drinking.
He's just drinking.
Turned into two questions. Either things
don't have anything to share on it.
There he goes. All right.
Okay.
This turned into things that were frustrating and things that were traumatizing. Right. To me, those are two very different things.
They are.
No, having Asadim emasculate me was traumatizing.
Because he was legitimate. He was getting legitimately angry as the day was going. Because, like, you can always tell.
I remember.
Like, you can tell in Dalton's responses of just, like,
fuck you. Like,
it went from like, okay, that's funny, to progressively just.
But that's not the angriest anyone's ever been playing a video game at Gaming Grounds with us, Hunter. You know who it is. When we played the Battle Royal in WWE.
I'm not gonna name.
Royal Rumble.
And it was the old coach.
It was
Zach Price,
former cast member.
He just was talking the most trash. I mean, it wasn't smack. It was trash because he was terrible anyway. But he was on about how good he was. Yeah. And I forget even who he was playing now. I don't remember who it was.
Probably John.
But
Cena,
so I pick up the controller. I pop into somebody and I immediately throw him out of the rumble. And then when he goes, no, we're gonna restart. I literally just quit out of the match and went, nope.
No, didn't it take like because you guys were like playing the full Rumble match, so like your characters didn't even get in for like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, he was waiting.
Waiting all that time and immediately got hooked.
Yeah, and so and then you ended up winning the whole thing, and he's like, all right, we're going again, and you're like, my lunch that took up half of my lunch break. I have to leave.
No.
He goes to restart it, and I actually hit down twice at the same time too, which went to quit, and when I quit out, I went nope.
Yeah,
and just dropped.
Yeah,
he throws the controller into the couch and storms out the front door, and he didn't come back. He got in his car and left.
He was so angry. I've never seen anyone like this before. He's holding the controller in his hand. He has tears in his eyes, going like, "Good lord!"
You remember how frustrated he used to get playing Mario Maker too?
I was getting ready to say, it's like there's been good. Anger issues being let out at Gaming Grounds because of Mario Maker as well, which I'm back to just being mad at Mario. It's not even although it does feel like some Mario Maker bullshit of just like, hey, here's six hammer dudes in a row, unending barrage of bullshit.
This one actually did
randomly jump and
I like that I think their names should from now on just be the Hammer Dudes. Like, forget the Hammer Bros.
Skateboards
now.
I kept calling them the Hammer Joes, but that's Mega Man. That's a whole other enemy.
Yeah,
this didn't actually happen at the store, but I was playing Mario Maker 2 here
Kaz,
at the house.
Kaz, that's the best shirt, by the way. That's the best shirt. We'll talk about that after.
And I'm hoping he's listening because I know he tagged onto this earlier. Matt Sism had made a level, and I was, you know, Asa, you have some friends who made some pretty difficult levels, and we had fun trying to get through those. But eventually, you get there. You know, you just have to work at it for a while. And Bob made some really good ones. You know, we had some difficulty with that. That was frustrating. Sism made one that I legit spent. I mean, it had to be off and on like 5-6 hours straight. To the point that eventually I went, I'm done. I can't do that. I can't do this anymore. And that was actually the day I went, I'm done with this game. I can't do it. If I turn this game on again, I'm going to be frustrated with it. I can't do it. Before that, both Dragon Age 1 and 2, I got all the way to the end, and the end boss I could not deal with. I had to kick the difficulty down, and I've been kicking myself forward ever since. I was frustrated with those. But Inquisition made up for that, because now I only remember Dragon Age Inquisition. But in terms of frustrating, Mario Maker is probably the one. Although it is really cathartic if you go back to the Wii U and the first Mario Maker. And Shannon, you remember, swipe it away. When you're
swipe
done,
away.
You don't like that level? Pause, no. Swipe, get rid of you. That was the only thing I hated about 2. I felt like it didn't work the same way. It was not quite the same scenario.
Generally, our rule with Mario Maker was, first off, if you start a level and it's made by kanji, or the level's name is in kanji, get ready to swipe.
Get out.
Yeah. Goodbye. Yeah.
But of course, we did that to ourselves because we only played on like old, what was it, extra hard difficulty or whatever they called it, like the hardest, highest, most difficult.
The goal was to see if we could beat any levels, and we get like two or three into it. But like they give you 100 lives, and we'd waste 60 of them on one level because as soon as the level starts, everything drops on 15 Bowsers drop on top of you
instantly.
Yeah.
As far as traumatizing, I'm always gonna go back to the first zombie in the first Resident Evil, the slow head turn. Oh. Still messes me up to this day, especially the original one. Like the remakes are good, but that first one of just the really bad PS1 graphics of just, and he looks up, I can't do it. I can't even emulate it. I scared myself.
See, I don't even play scary games though, because fuck that.
Oh, we love scary games, don't we, Tanner?
Yes. Check out Blair Witch. It's amazing.
I'm not gonna.
He's not going to.
I also don't think I have a computer that runs it.
Dalton, your experiences are not universal.
Dalton, did you say you don't have a PC that runs it? Don't you have a gaming PC? A gaming laptop?
That's Sadie's now. I gave that to her.
But you have an Xbox.
Sure, I do have an Xbox.
It's on Game Pass. Yeah.
I don't like that we have to remind you of things that you own that cost more than several $100s.
Like, well, I mean, what do we say about Groz all the time? The boy's not smart. Justin Dalton is also not strong.
He's strong.
Yeah, how dare you? Cody said,
no, he's strong.
Shut your whore mouth comparing him to Groz.
He said you had a whore mouth.
He's 0-2 compared to Groz. He's not strong. He's not smart. He's just Dalton.
That's my next wrestling shirt.
He's not strong. He's not smart. He's Dalton. Not smart.
That's going to be my next promo against Infinite. They're like, I'm not stronger than you. I'm not smarter than you.
And then you just flip the mic and walk out of the ring.
But I am gone.
That's how you need to start the match.
I see this
happening at Charleston now.
Yeah.
You need to start the match cutting the promo and then like trying to do a jumping headbutt at him because you're going to have to jump to try to headbutt him. And then just like missing and him just like...
Just wear a...
What?
Wear
small child.
Wear a dress there and go as the gender bender. He won't know what to do. It will break his brain.
Find that Gaston costume.
My new character in CCW, I want to be a positive character, kind of like how Rikishi was before he became Rikishi. So I'm just going to wear a t-shirt that says, don't a part of problem, be part of the solution.
Wait a minute, you know he was the Sultan before that, right?
Well,
no, I mean before that.
No, he means the in-between.
Yeah, the in-between. Yeah,
that before or after the streaky underwear.
Before.
What is happening?
the streaky underwear. All right, guys, we got
it. Rikishi had poop tail.
Jesus.
Well, I want to talk about mine
real quick because then we got to wrap it up.
Your poop tail?
Yes. What? So everybody, obviously, I'm into horror films.
What?
Wait, say it again. What kind of films?
Horror.
Scary.
Okay. I need
a whole different traumatizing conversation. I was about to have to update my most traumatizing moment.
I need Ciro Viegas. I need you to edit that audio to make it say Tanner saying I'm into poop tail.
I didn't say that. Oh god.
You didn't say what?
And then followed up with that I'm into poop tail.
So anyway,
go ahead, Tanner. Yeah,
I really enjoy.
Send him home happy.
Scary games and movies.
You gotta stop saying I really enjoy because it's gonna turn into I really enjoy poop tail.
Woo-hoo.
But one.
Tanner, ignore them. Ignore all of them. Go on. Go on with your story. Ignore them. It's okay.
Now
oh god damn it, Kaz! I see it. No, no.
Now I just want to say, really enjoy poop tail, but
oh god!
No, don't make it flash. No.
I'm trying to focus here, man. Come on. So anyway,
all right, here we go. Tell your story. Trust the Gordon's fisher.
Oh, I'm crying over here.
So I really enjoy the scary films and games, and they don't traumatize me. What does is heights. I have a terrible phobia of heights and falling, which is really unfortunate because I play Assassin's Creed.
Tanner,
60% of those games.
I know.
Exclusively.
But it gets worse. I decided to try to play Fallen Order. I got, I don't know, to the...
Tanner, it's right there in the name, Fall. What are you thinking?
I didn't think that at the time, so I got like to the third mission, and I'm like climbing, and I'm looking down, and I'm literally at the point where I'm about to throw up playing this video game.
Tanner. I mean, I figured the intro would screw with would be the thing. Yeah, that, no, that like, one was terrible. I'm not even getting past this.
Tanner, I got the perfect. I got the game for you. I got a perfect game for you. I have it on Oculus Quest. It's called The Climb.
Here it comes.
No, this is true. This is true. It's called The Climb. It's literally a climbing simulator. So you have to reach up and grab points, and you look down, and it's a trip.
Tanner, I have a.
I was going to say Mirror's Edge. That was my next thought.
I would say I would recommend Fall Guys.
Pitfall would also.
Let's get the man. Let's just get the man playing Spelunky. It's all underground. There's nowhere to go. I tried. I tried to help him, and he left.
Yep. Just do Terraria. Something where you go down.
Go down.
Oh well. I mean.
Sierra, I'm gonna need that.
I really enjoy the Assassin's Creed games now even more because there's no more climbing the big giant.
I was pointing at Cody. I hope I was pointing at Cody.
Coming at you. That's too
much. I was pointing at Cody.
It depends on whose screen you're on.
No, I'm in the middle on the Facebook feed.
He is. I'm looking over. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I assume
we can't have that.
It was based. I thought it was because it was based on the alphabetical order thing. That's what, so we were all looking at the same setup.
Oh. Okay. So breaking news, and Shannon, I was gonna.
No, you don't get to break news on this show anymore. We discussed this.
Tanner, breaking song. It's not ponytails or captain tails. It's poop tails.
Woo.
No, Tanner! He's gone. He's gone. All
that
right.
Hunter's up there.
Hey.
The tattoo parlor across from the store is on fire.
Yeah, I just saw Michaela post that in there. Okay, well let's hope it doesn't spread.
Wait, like right now? In real time?
News on this show anymore, and this is why.
Yeah.
Wait. All right. I hoped that was gonna be something fun, like hey, Diablo 2's getting remastered.
Yeah, no.
It is
the first time he broke news on the show was when Chadwick Boseman died.
Yeah.
No.
Live.
Tanner is live. Silky Johnson from the play I Hated Sketch. All the bad things in life happen when Tanner and only Tanner says it.
Tanner, well, you said wave machine. I thought you was talking about something to fix that catastrophe you call a hairstyle.
Hate.
All right. We gotta stop. We gotta go. I gotta get out of here. We gotta end this. So.
You really do.
I really do. We gotta call it a night, and then we gotta get back on Call of Duty. It's a thing. All right.
Yeah.
So. And Valheim, I gotta buy it first.
And
download it.
All these things, yes.
I'll do it.
Okay,
I'm down for that. Somebody has to teach me how, though.
So
I already got it.
I have no words. Okay, that's gonna do it for us tonight. We're gonna be back next week, Hunter. All new set of shows. We may or may not have a nerd up on Monday because Jesse said he's on vacation, whatever that means. Because he keeps doing other shows, so I don't know. But we definitely PZ85 plays on Tuesday.
Probably on Sunday. Remember,
we're going to record on Sunday,
but we'll stream it live on Sunday.
You got to do it on Sunday.
Yeah.
You'll hear it on Tuesday, but if you want to follow along with us, watch on Sunday. Sunday at 2 usually is when we do that.
And then Wednesday, all new Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Dalton and Asa. It's good to have that show back. I think Asa looked up like he was surprised for a second. I think we're good.
No, I was nodding.
Cool. Thursday.
We're doing elimination. It'll be the Elimination Chamber post show and how we compare it very unfairly to Takeover, because Takeover is going to have been better because that was almost the perfect show.
It really was.
Thursday, all new After Dark. We're going to get Lindsay and Jesse and Shelby's Funko Pops because, Kaz, as you remember, they just bailed on us last night. They left us high and dry. It was very rude.
I think Discord bailed.
They rolled on out.
What I heard.
Yeah. Also, I love that Kaz is now officially a poorly framed GIF. He's just...
Again, I don't remember who was on the show. He's a TV in Cyberpunk 2077. If you've played it, that's what the TVs look like.
Hey, he's back. Okay. And then Friday...
He's back, and with more pixels.
And then Friday... What's that, like the UFO blasting down? Is Jesus Christ. Well,
it says, don't miss I Want to Believe by Mondays.
Kaz, you're a NASCAR car.
Other Monday.
All right. And then Friday's going to be another horse time, not with seven people. Yes. Although it was a lot of fun. I think This is, who knows? This is the best multi-person show we've done with this many people ever. Like, we finally broke the streak of having shit shows, and mostly because we didn't try to talk about anything. Well, to be fair,
this was still a shit show.
But in the best way. It's only a shit show because the poop tail. Okay, that's it.
Tanner the what?
You said it.
Tanner the what?
Y'all hear that clicking noise?
What?
All right. That's going to do it for us. You guys have a great great weekend. Be safe, be warm, go play some Valheim, play some Call of Duty, eat some poop tail, whatever you want to do this weekend, you do it. That's going to do it for us. Hunter, take us out.
Oh, there's absolutely nothing I can do to save this show, but I can do the robot. That'd be $5,000. Good day to you all.